Senator Chris Jacobs says the proposed regulation would be the most restrictive scheduling regulation in the nation if it becomes law. Companies like landscapers that are weather dependent would be forced to pay employees 4 hours of wages even if they get rained out and don't do any work. Jacobs says the closest state doing anything similar is Oregon, but it exempted businesses with less than 500 employees.
This proposal is for a business whether it has 50 people, 500 people, or 2 people.
During a recent hearing in Albany, he says companies, social service organizations, and others said the rule would be devastating to their business.
We had Delta Sonic there said this could force them to dramatically change the way they do business and shed over 1,000 employees, get out of the business of the hand-dried car washes. A lot of young people lose jobs.
The Buffalo Republican says it seems like the proposal was not thought through and it could have a lot of unintended consequences.
And keep this in mind. This is on top of just passing significant increases in minimum wage, paid family leave. So I think there was a sense from businesses that, boy, there really is a pile-on on small businesses in New York State, and I think there was a real level of this may be the last straw with some of them.
Jacob says after the hearing, the state labor department agreed to delay imposition of the employee scheduling regulation to allow more public comment. But he says his great hope is that they'll go back to the drawing board. Chris Kaye, WBFO News.